Hello and welcome to the X-Files podcast. This is a weekly podcast focusing on the X-Files TV series, which ran from 1993 to the year 2002, spanning 9 seasons, 202 episodes, 2 feature films, a spinoff series, and a 2016 reboot miniseries that will be airing later next month. Before I get into my intros of myself and my co-host, I just want to set a few things up. First, our show will in fact contain spoilers. For those of you who are just joining us for the first time, we spoil these episodes heavy because you can't really talk about a 45-minute TV show at length and not spoil it. So we encourage you guys to follow along, watch an episode, listen to our podcast, I think it's a lot of fun to do that way. Second, there are many ways you can listen to us and support us. One of them is 22shotsandmoodsandhorror.com. The other one is horrorphilia.com, as well as our iTunes page, which please subscribe, leave us a review/rating. We would greatly appreciate it. Helps the show get out there. It helps us feel motivated to do it, as well as comment. We love reading comments. I've been getting a few here and there lately on my channel, which I'm very happy about, so keep that up. And if you enjoy this podcast, be sure to check out our other works, such as our Ash vs. the Evil Dead podcast, which is close to wrapping up the first season of reviews. And be sure to check out our personal YouTube channels. I am Double Shot J, one of the co-hosts of this show, JP, podcasting out of Southwest PA. And joining me tonight is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Kyle Thomas, also known as the Horrorphile on YouTube. What's up, guy?
What is up, JP? Nothing much, man. Just wanting to knock out some X-Files. Other than that, I've been kind of busy today. I just uploaded 2 videos to my channel. So you guys, check out my channel if you are listening. I know I've had a couple subscribers. I don't know if it's from, you know, some listeners of this podcast or, you know, whatever. But appreciate that if it is any of you guys. I appreciate you guys listening to this. We are having a pretty good time, me and JP, doing this podcast, doing the X-Files, man. This is one of those shows that, I mean, every episode's different, and it's just a fun show to follow. Even the episodes that aren't that great, still a fun show to follow. I mean, got 2 iconic characters, Mulder and Scully. So we're having a blast with it. So we appreciate you guys following along if you are. So,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, Kyle, let me ask you this. What are we doing tonight? What episode? Who's it directed by? Who's it written by? And when did it air?
Yeah, so tonight we are getting into Season 1, Episode 9. This episode is called Space. It was originally aired on November 12th of 1993. It was directed by William Graham, which, do you know anything that William Graham has done?
So William Graham started directing in 1956, and he went on to do just a lot of things that I never, ever in my life have heard. A lot of TV, a lot of movies, just, I mean, up into the 60s, he did a lot of TV and stuff in the 60s. He actually directed, the first thing that I notice, the first thing that I'm aware of is the Batman TV series from the 60s. He directed 2 episodes of that. And then, honestly, nothing. I don't see anything that I'm familiar with all the way up into the 70s. And, you know, going through his filmography up and up and up all the way through 79, there's nothing I even know. So, I mean, he's just done probably just things that I was never interested in, because I recognized maybe 2 things on his entire 118 film filmography. And he actually did die in 2013. His name was William Graham, obviously. And he actually directed Return to the Blue Lagoon, so that's like the first familiar name there besides the Batman stuff.
Huh. It's also interesting to note that something I saw that's similar to a death is one of our main actors in this show. His name's Ed Lauder. He actually has been an actor for a long time. He was born in 1938. It says here that he appeared in over 200 films and TV series episodes in a career that spanned over 40 years. He actually as well died in 2013, which is pretty interesting. So we got we got a director and the main actor of this episode both dead in the same year. So interesting to note. I saw that earlier as I was kind of researching some things. So
interesting.
And this episode also was directed by Chris Carter, who is obviously
written,
the creator.
Written
by Chris Carter, who's obviously the creator of the X-Files. We've talked about him on several occasions. We'll get into some tidbits about the episode, some kind of trivia later. I just want to kind of put this out there as a small bit of trivia before we get into the episode, just so you guys know. The creator, Chris Carter, series creator Chris Carter, was inspired for this episode after reading about the Faces of Mars. So if you guys remember back in the early 90s, there was what they saw, pictures of Mars, and it looked like a human face on Mars. So this episode was actually inspired by those faces on Mars. So I kind of wanted to tidbit of that before we kind of got into the episode, because obviously the episode's called Space. It's about Mars. It's about space. So you want to go ahead and you want to just start getting into it, JP, with me?
Yeah. One thing before we actually get into the episode is the famous U.S. viewers, which we always sort of cover.
Yeah.
This one is up 700,000 people from the previous episode, which is weird to me. So is it 10,700,000, which the last episode was Ice, which was my favorite episode, and that was only at 10 million viewers. So it is kind of weird that this one, I have a theory. Sometimes I feel that if there's a really good episode, then the next episode will receive a bump, because if there's a good episode, people will be talking about it, and then it's going to let people know, like, oh, I gotta check out the X-Files next week. I heard there was a really good episode last week. And I feel like that's the reason why Space has a little bump there with an 0.7 million higher.
Yeah. I mean, it's a possibility, because, I mean, the episode we talked about last week was Ice, and me and you really enjoyed that, and I thought it was a pretty damn good episode for this series. Go from there to the next episode, that would make sense that, oh, hey, we saw this really amazing episode, and let's continue watching the series. But as I said the last episode at the end, as with this series comes its ups and downs with good episodes to bad episodes. It's a really big good – it's a crazy good to bad ratio with these – even the whole series. And any series that has 9 seasons is going to have a good to bad ratio. So it's – you can't really judge one episode from to the next. So –
I think that it can also have the similar reverse effect, where if it's a bad episode, it can hurt the next week's viewership because people sort of tune out. And so this one is actually a Monster of the Week episode. Yep. So it's not a main story episode. Kyle, I guess it's about that time to get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Honestly, to be completely honest with everybody before we get into it, this is a really super simple plot episode. There really isn't a whole lot of detail going into this, but I'll try to give you a little bit of detail as we go along here. The episode opens up, where there's a newscast going on where they're talking about how they found water on Mars. And the newscast is kind of talking about it. And then it kind of cuts to NASA talking about they're seeming like they're denying the human face on Mars. So they have these pictures of this, of the Earth or of the crust of Mars, or like the outer, kind of like if you were taking a picture of Earth from up in space, same as what they did to Mars. And it looks like there's a human face kind of like etched in the crust of Mars. And NASA's kind of just standing up at this news conference denying that that's a human face, and saying that it's from land formations and there's no way that's a human face, or it could be anything resembling a human face. And the same guy who ends up being the character, one of the main characters of the episode, this is Ed Lautner's character. His name is Colonel Belton. He's one of the top, NASA people. He was up in space. He's one of the first people in this time frame of this show to walk in space. And he's also one of Mulder's childhood heroes. So you kind of meet Colonel Belton. He is denying these faces of Mars, and then it cuts off and shows him at home in his bed, kind of like dreaming. He's laying in bed asleep, dreaming, and then he opens up his eyes and he looks up at the wall, and he sees the same face from Mars on the wall, which is kind of odd. It's like almost like he's dreaming, like having a nightmare. And that's when the face kind of comes at him, almost like a ghost, and that's when it cuts to the intro. So it kind of leaves you with that, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Cold open. I think that, oh, man, dude. Yeah. We'll get into it. I guess you can give the plot a little bit, and then I'll kind of give you my thoughts on this episode.
Yeah, we'll go through the plot really quick. Like I said, this is a super simple plot. It's really nothing much to it. But pretty much, NASA is attempting to send a rocket into space, you know, toward Mars, and they have to keep aborting this rocket from being sent into space. So what they're starting to think, there's a woman that works for NASA that's starting to think that this project, this space shuttle project, is being sabotaged by somebody within NASA. So she actually seeks out Mulder and Scully, or seeks out the FBI, and she's given Mulder and Scully's contact information, and she meets up with them. Kind of gives them the rundown of everything, gives them her ideas, her theories on it. Mulder actually has his own theories on why it is being sabotaged, and he thinks it's possibly because people are trying to deny alien civilizations. Like maybe that, you know, the government knows that there's alien life out there, and they're trying to sabotage this on purpose. So, you know, obviously at this point in time, Mulder and Scully travel to NASA, and they actually have a sit down meeting with Colonel Belton. Ed Lautner's character from the, you know, beginning of the episode where that face was coming at him, his character. They end up going into the colonel's office, sitting down, asking him questions about the situation. Obviously, the colonel's denying everything, saying that there's no sabotage going on. He would know about it. They just want to get them up there and get them back safely. So it kind of turns into an investigation at this point. The whole episode turns into an investigation for Scully and Mulder. Mulder and Scully. I'm like messing up their names already. Mulder and Scully, they kind of start asking around at NASA for, you know, any kind of evidence that possibly could lead to, you know, them possibly finding out that this project was being sabotaged. They actually have an X-ray of almost like a bolt that you know, the woman previously that works for NASA, the one who, you know, involved the FBI, gave to them, showing that it possibly is sabotage. You know, that this project could be you know, possibly sabotaged. They show it to some NASA agents. The NASA agents don't think that you know, they have no idea what the part is. They've never seen it before. They're saying that does look kind of sketchy. And then they, you know, kind of cuts off, shows that the shuttle is trying to go up. The rocket actually gets sent up with all the, you know, the NASA people in it to kind of go up into space, and they end up losing communication to the shuttle. So at this point in time, kind of where we're at in the episode, just to kind of recap, because we're about halfway through the episode already, pretty much the woman, her name is actually Michelle, who works for NASA, thinks that this project is being sabotaged, obviously, by someone internal to NASA. She involves Mulder and Scully. Mulder and Scully are asking around in NASA. They ask the colonel. The colonel's denying it. They're asking around in NASA at this point to try to find out if anybody has any idea of why this could be sabotaged, or if they have any idea of who's doing it. Everybody's denying it. They don't think that it's being sabotaged. And then other than the NASA employees, the ones that they asked, they're contracted employees, they think that something is sketchy and they're not really sure what was going on. So that's kind of where we're at now. And then they send up this rocket. The rocket actually goes up, and they lose communication to the rocket. So we're pretty much where the rocket's in the air. It's in space. We don't have any contact from mission control to the rocket. And Mulder and Scully are being asked to kind of look around by Michelle and try to find out, you know, if them losing communication could be possibly sabotage as well. So Michelle is having Mulder and Scully follow her in her car. At this point in time, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Michelle sees the face kind of come toward her, and this is the woman that got Mulder and Scully involved, and her car flips
in a lame ass 90s way as well, where it just cut. It's like, ah, and it cuts, and we just see actually, the car turned over.
We actually have a reason, garbage. Though. We actually have a reason, though, of why the reason why a lot of the scenes in this episode were fucking low budget. Like, there's a
Get into that afterwards. I'll talk about
but
that.
But I agree, it was pretty shitty,
pretty lame. Like, just because it's low budget doesn't mean that the audience should feel the lameness.
Yeah, you will notice the lameness, especially of the face that keeps coming toward these people. It's pretty lame, but we'll get into that in a little bit. So then they actually reestablish. They all go back to NASA after the car flips. Mulder pulls Michelle out of the car. Michelle kind of is explaining what she saw. Mulder is kind of curious about it. And then they end up going back to NASA. They find out the shuttle, that's up there. They finally reestablish contact. It has to do a specific rotation in the air, or the people are going to burn up on the inside, and they can't do it because there's some stuff in databanks that are missing that are not allowing the mission control to help them do this. So they actually cut off ground control to the shuttle. The shuttle did a manual rotation, fixed the issue, good to go, or at least we think. So that night, it shows the colonel laying back down in the bed. It looks like he went back home or went to a hotel room. He's laying down, and then it shows this apparition from the beginning of the episode come out of his body and go up into space, basically. So basically, when the colonel, at this point in time, kind of what you find out about the episode is when the colonel was in space, when he was actually in space originally, back in the day, this apparition came into his body. Now he's, you know, he's sending these people up into the air, and this apparition is trying to go out of his body up into space to basically sabotage the mission that they're doing, which is kind of a crazy, yeah, it's kind of crazy, crazy plot. Kind of really hard to follow, honestly, and just kind of weird. Yeah. But anyway, it leaves, goes up into space. We're almost to the end of the episode here. Michelle thinks that the colonel is putting all these men at risk for, you know, making them do a manual turn in the air and all this. Mulder and Scully find out that the colonel, they actually get it out of him that he's the one sabotaging the shuttle missions. He kind of starts saying that, hey, they want me to do this. It's been in my body. They want me to do this. I didn't have any choice. And so they know at this point in time the colonel is the one that's been doing this all along. And keep in mind, we didn't really hint on it a whole lot, but this is Mulder's like childhood hero. You know, he's kind of worshiping this guy because he loved being, you know, he loved watching space exploration when he was little, and he's kind of hero worshiping this guy. But now he's seen this guy's kind of a saboteur, and something's going on with him.
Saboteur.
There we go. Yeah. So Colonel's telling Mulder that he couldn't stop them from sabotaging the space shuttle, indicating that there was aliens or something, you know, some kind of weird entity in his body, and says they lived in him. Michelle ends up bringing all the people in orbit down, the rocket she ends up bringing down from orbit, the colonel states if they actually change the trajectory to 35 degrees, it'll save them, and they end up saving the astronauts, and the colonel ends up dying at the end of the episode. And that's pretty much it. It ends pretty abruptly as well, with the colonel dying, and that's pretty much it. Like, that's the end of the episode. They just kind of don't really get into everything that actually happened. You just see it happen as it's going along. So, yeah, that's space. Now, what's funny, and I will say this, we're not going to get into our thoughts right now, but I will say this, JP. I was kind of telling JP before the episode started, I was like, it wasn't that bad. But now reading over the show notes again, I'm like, that was pretty stupid,
dude. It's like, awful. This episode sucks, dude. It's all talking, nothing happens. The dude, whenever that, like, there's like three moments of like excitement in this entire episode.
One
of them is when a terrible looking Casper ghost flies at a guy, and it flies at some chick driving down the road. It's like, seriously, dude, it's just talk. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah,
it's so bad. I struggled through this episode, man.
I really will say, I guess, do you want to go in? Do you want to get into our thoughts first, or do you want to get into?
Let's just talk about our main thoughts. I think that one of the problems with this episode is just that there's nothing there. There's no real motivation for anybody. It's just like a cool themed episode, like, oh, we're gonna do a space episode, you know. But you expect by the time they do a space episode, since the goddamn show is focused so much on aliens, that it would be a bigger part instead of some like space ghost. Like, it lets you down. It's supposed to be like NASA, and it's supposed to be like, it should be a bigger episode than it is. And we will get into the backstory of this episode later, but I mean, overall, I could not get into it. Did not care for any of the characters, like, outside of our, you know, main characters. Just, it all took place in this, like, two places. There were, like, maybe some stock footage where it does look kind of intense, where he's like, you know, there's somebody here with me or something like that. Like that was like the moment, the only moment in the entire episode where I felt anything besides boredom.
Yeah, I honestly, at first when I watched the episode, I guess I was trying to give it a little bit more credit just because of the whole...
You're a space nerd.
Well, I was. When I was younger, I was a space nerd. But now reading back over the show notes and going over it again, yes, this was a very, very poor episode. And I know we haven't gotten into trivia yet, but it was also Chris Carter's least favorite episode of the entire series.
Actually was part of my trivia, so we can go ahead and get into that now. Yeah, that is saying something.
And he wrote it.
You know what's funny? As soon as I looked and I was like, oh, wow. I was like, oh, Chris Carter wrote this, huh? And I believe you were like, oh, I take it you didn't like this episode. And I was like, no.
No, I knew you didn't like it just from the way that you were kind of like laughing when we were kind of talking about it. And yeah. And like I go back now and I will say, like I said, this was probably the worst episode we've seen thus far, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that there's been one. I mean, I know you didn't like the Jersey Devil one that much, but
oh, this is way worse.
This was way worse. It really was way worse now that I think about it. So, and what's sad about it is Ed Lautner, who's actually I've seen him in so much stuff. He actually said as well that you know, when they asked him about the episode, he stated, "I don't really have a lot to say about that, except I think I did a nice job, and that it was nice working up in Vancouver with David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson." So he's saying I don't have really a lot to say about that. So he's not really referring to the episode as something that he's very proud of.
Yeah, I mean, this episode just got critically bashed as well. The writer of the X-Files Declassified books says that this is perhaps the series' dullest, least suspenseful episode. I mean, that's high, you know, hate right there.
I do agree. This was not very good. I mean, you want to get into tears?
Yeah, I mean, well, let's get into the you want to do trivia first or tears? Like, we always end on tears. Let's do
the tears last. Okay. You can go ahead and do some trivia.
Okay,
if
you want. Like you said, that the fact that Chris Carter did not like the episode, but I thought that also of note is that this episode was supposed to be another bottle episode, where they were supposed to, you know, I like doing these shows because I'm kind of learning all new terminology for TV, which is different from terminology for film. But bottle episodes are episodes that are supposed to be very low budget and just contain just simple episodes to save budget for bigger episodes later in the season. And what had happened was this episode actually, they figured they could use some inexpensive stock footage from NASA, which they do use, which you can obviously tell is stock footage and it isn't the greatest, but it also is like the only moments of excitement in the episode, so that's saying something. But they actually did save some money on that end, but the building of the space station and all that, the construction of the command center, actually pushed them, and it actually caused them to be the most expensive episode of the first season, which is crazy considering their plan was to save money here.
That is insane that it caused, like, and like, what honestly is surprising to me is why couldn't they just like there's that Mission Control didn't even look like that great.
It didn't.
It looked shitty, man. It's like they could have just paid NASA maybe like, I don't know, a couple of grand to borrow a Mission Control with like nothing working for like maybe like two, not even an hour, because they didn't even show Mission Control that much in the episode, if you ask me. Maybe like 10 minutes the entire episode.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. That's crazy to even think about.
Yeah, Carter also said that he blames the infeasibility of showing the astronauts in the, you know, space and stuff to partly being why the episode kind of failed. You know, he said that there was an 8-day television budget that they were working on, and he also said that this episode was being filmed right after the pilot episode was broadcast. So that's kind of interesting as well, that they were filming so close to actually when the show was still airing, you know, it started to go.
Well, that goes to show you as well that it was probably forced writing too. Like, he probably was like, let's throw this together, we'll have it as an episode we can throw in anywhere in the season, and they didn't even know how the other episodes were going to be perceived. So it kind of goes to show you, like, this episode was probably super forced by maybe the company that, you know, Fox, that was releasing all the episodes.
Yeah. So. And he said that, you know, due to the feedback they got from the pilot episode, he said the crew was overwhelmed with the input that they were getting back, and they were trying to adjust and kind of create the show based off of that input. And he said everything was just happening at once. So this just sounds like a failure altogether on all fronts. And it pretty much was. I mean, I think that it's definitely the worst episode that I've seen. And that's definitely just, I don't know, man. You know, but you, like you said, there's going to be episodes like that.
No, this whole series, I've said in previous episodes, I've seen this series, you know, probably two or three times. I've watched every episode. I know everything that happens in this series. And every single season, you know, we got 20 episodes a season, man. So, and there's all different kinds of writers, 24. Directors that are involved with this show. You know, one being, which I'm really excited to get into, the Vince Gilligan episodes, because I know that he wrote some good ones. But there's a lot of different writers on here. You're going to get episodes that are either really good, or they're going to be really shitty, or they're just going to be in between. That's why we're doing these tiers. I'm very surprised that Chris Carter wrote this episode.
I know, considering you would expect it to be just even a little bit better.
Well, he has written a lot of good episodes for this series, and it goes to show you that he was not proud of this. I feel like the network forced him to write this episode, and that's probably why he's not very proud of it. But who knows? I don't know the whole, you know, Hollywood behind the scenes thing of how that works, but. But yeah, super shitty episode. Yeah,
there's one more little piece of trivia here that I found on IMDb, and that is that when they are in going through the records, there is a document called StarWars.doc. So that's
wow.
That's on the computer screen.
That's interesting. Wow, imagine seeing a document. You're in a NASA computer terminal.
And there's something called Star Wars.
Star Wars. You'd be like, God, who the hell, what nerd is on this computer? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you want to get into tears, man?
Yeah, so I think it's no surprise that I did not like this episode. I would honestly say that I hated this episode. I did not find very, you know, maybe 2 minutes out of a 45-minute episode enjoyable. 2 minutes, maybe. So I didn't really like this episode in the slightest. And this is the lowest of low tiers. This is scraping the bottom of the barrel for me. If there's many more episodes like this, then I'm going to be frustrated, especially coming off such a great episode from last week, which was ice. And space is no ice. And even though I was going to do some pun, but I decided against it. My better judgment played into that. So, yes, low tier, Kyle.
I am going to agree with you. I definitely consider this a low tier episode. Going and when I first and like I'll kind of explain why I tried to like this episode. Like I said again, I was a big space nerd when I was younger, and I did like the fact that they kind of played off the faces of Mars, because I remember when I was younger, that was a big deal when it happened. I do remember I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I remember that being on TV. That was a huge deal. And I guess that's why I tried to like the episode. But at the same time, going back and revisiting the episode again and kind of going through this podcast, I definitely think this is one of the worst episodes probably the entire series, because I cannot think of another episode I've seen that is this bad, really, honestly. There's just – I think the amount of stock footage –
Well, that's good for me to hear.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a lot – there's tons of better episodes than this, and I can't think of one off the top of my head that was worse than this. But I think the amount of stock footage was another reason I did not like this episode. And it even says here that they try to keep the – you know, the episode inexpensive, so they used a ton of NASA stock footage. I don't mind stock footage, but they did overdo it in this episode. Like, there's probably 15 to 20 minutes of stock footage, you know, of them in space saying, "Help us, there's something coming toward us," and it was just really sad. But yeah, I give it a low tier. Definitely, if you're in the first season, definitely follow along with this. But if you just want to hear the podcast and you want to hear what's good,
I don't think that you guys need to see this episode.
You can skip this episode, definitely for sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. So that is kind of going to wrap it up for this one. Next week, though, we are back with a non-Monster of the Week episode, a official like plotline story episode, which I think is pretty cool. It has been a while since we've done one of those. You know, we finally will break double digits next week. But until then, I am JP. That is Kyle, the Horror File on YouTube. I am Double Shot J on YouTube. You have anything else to say, Kyle?
Nothing else to say. I appreciate you guys listening. Check us out on our YouTube channels. We'll be posting all these podcasts or posting each episode of the podcast. Subscribe to the pages. And other than that, peace out.